Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Scary Horror Story Podcast. Today's story is called Halloween Murders. Today is Halloween and my town has a curfew tonight. I would normally find something like that annoying, but it was definitely for a good reason. A couple weeks ago, there was a gruesome murder, and that is something that has never happened in a town like this. Someone broke into a home, murdered a whole family, a man, his wife, and their two boys. I heard they were unrecognizable. This town is so tightly together. Everyone knows everyone, so it's weird to think that someone walking amongst us has blood on their hands. An innocent family taken. My mom wants us to stay in tonight this year and pass out candy. I thought it was a great idea because honestly, I haven't wanted to leave the house since the murders. My mom and I always watch a scary movie on Halloween, so tonight we're watching Trick or Treat. You know, the anthology film with the little sackhead murder kid? Yeah, it's one of our favorite. We're sitting and watching the movie as the doorbell rings. My mom heads to the door first. Trick or treat. Wow, what do we have here? Elsa, a zombie, and a fairy. I love it. Happy Halloween. My mom always interacted with the kids. I sort of just open the door, smile, let them choose their candy, and let them be on their way. The doorbell rang again, and it was my turn to get up. I grab the candy bowl and open the door, and when I do, there's no one there. I step out and look to my right, and then my left, and there's no one around. That's weird. I'm sure they're just kids playing ding-dong ditch. It's Halloween, after all. I sit down feeling calm and assured. The bell rings again, but it's followed by three hard, pounding knocks on the door. We jump and pause the movie. My mom slowly walks to grab her phone to look at the live camera footage. There is a man, a big man, standing there dressed as Michael Myers from the movie Halloween. This has to be a joke, Mom, right? I don't know, honey. We slowly walk towards the basement and lock ourselves in. We wait a little, watching the camera, and the man eventually walks away. As he sees children and their parents approaching the house, he just keeps going. We come back out, my mom calls the police, and I take care of the kids at the door. I close the door after and lock it. I turn around to face my mom, and she said there was a man on the loose. Probably the same man from the murders, murdering any family who opens the door to him.